Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
Border to Border, the best radio show in the state of Wisconsin. Voted on by the Wisconsin Broadcasters Association. The award-winning Wendy's Big Show.
Let's get ready to rock. Let's get ready to go. Get set. Hey! Get up. Hey! Let's get it on with
the Wendy's Big Show.
Oh, showtime, baby.
Where's the ball?
Showtime.
This is the Wendy's Big Show with Steve Sparky Pfeiffer, former Badger and Packers running back Gary Ellerson, and the inventor of the Lambeau Leap, Pro Football Hall of Famer Leroy Butler.
Well, it's the Big Show. Yes, it's a big, bad show tonight.
Wendy's Big Show, serving up hot and fresh here on a Friday. How are you doing on a Friday? Before you know it, it'll be a football Friday. Gary Ellerson, and we'll be doing Confident, Concerned, and Curious. Just like that.
Not so fast, my friend. Not so fast. We got to talk about these Milwaukee Bucks, Steve.
You don't want to get to Packers season?
Mahjong Beauchamp.
I'm really excited to kind of get to Packers season at this point. I'm ready for training camp. I'm ready
yet.
For preseason.
No.
Let's get into the football season
NBA
and see
draft
what we've
just
got.
Happened. NBA draft just happened last night.
Fantasy football drafts to get to.
Oh, I mean, no.
Then Mahjong before you know Beauchamp. What, Christmas trees are going up. And
no.
Yeah, it's beautiful.
Oh, see, there you go. That's where you're at, right there.
Yeah, right.
Your last statement.
Yeah,
Christmas trees going. When are you going to put them up, Steve?
Day after Halloween, man.
September?
Day after Halloween. Just found out, though, that they're, I think Hallmark Channel is running Christmas movies the whole month of July. So pretty excited about that. Get to watch some Hallmark Christmas movies in July.
Did you find a pink one yet or no?
Yes, we have. I've not actually bought it, but yeah, we found a couple online that we like. So
that will procure the pink Christmas tree.
Yes, that will be coming next. But then I have to figure out the layout because that will mean we'll have five trees in our living room. So we'll have to figure out how that's all going to work at that point. That's a planning process. We got our guy Andy Spitzer over, you know, and we'll figure out the planning of how that all is going to work.
You going to put up the nativity scene and all that?
No, we have the Disney Village that goes
up.
That's taking up a lot of space because we got like 23 houses or something like that. So that takes up like two or three tables full of stuff. Anyway, so no enough talk about Christmas. Okay. Bucks made a draft pick last night. We'll get to that. Also, I'm looking very forward to this. We've had this book for a while. The director of the movie Rise, the story of Giannis and his family, that's on Disney Plus today. He will join us coming up in about 90 minutes. I can't wait to hear all the background and storytelling of how this whole thing came about. And then in hour three, Quentin Mayo, he's been on the show once before, co-host of BetMGM Tonight, Odyssey and BetQL. We're not really going to talk betting per se. It's more going to be about the Washington Wizards and that Johnny Davis pick. He's based out in D.C., big Wizards guy, a lot of connections inside that organization. So looking forward to hearing what Quentin Mayo has to think or thinks about the Johnny Davis pick from the Badgers coming up in hour three. No Leroy Butler today, but as you can hear, Gary Ellerson has returned and is back, which is always a good thing. And we'll start off first talking about, obviously, the Milwaukee Bucks, Mahjong Beauchamp, however you say his name. He is the newest Milwaukee Buck. And they trade up to the last pick of the second round and make it pick there as well. But let's face facts. Nobody really cares about that pick. We all care about the first round pick, Beauchamp. And I can't say I was excited. I can't say that I was like, oh, boy. All right. Marjon Beauchamp. That's who we all wanted. I mean, no. I know there was like, I think there was one person on Twitter that was saying that's who they wanted. But yesterday afternoon when we were, yesterday during the day when we were doing the show. But first of all, I've never seen the G League Ignite team play, so couldn't tell you much about Marjon Beauchamp. I literally tweeted out, like, never seen this kid play. I'm going to have to do some research and get back to you. So I started doing some research, reading what I could read, trying to see what I could see video-wise of any video that might be out there on this kid. And I've come to the conclusion this was the most John Hammond pick that John Horst has ever made in his career as general manager of the Bucks. I mean, this is John Hammond all over it. Because this is the type of kid that John Hammond loved. John Hammond loves the kids, or when he was in Milwaukee. That pick last night, the first overall pick, I think was a great pick by John Hammond. But this is a kid that, you know, plays above the rim, super athletic, great first step, can't shoot. Pretty much that sums up the John Hammond type drafts for the most part. If you go around and look, that's kind of the guys that he liked. Guys that played above the rim and that were really athletic. And that's exactly what this dude is. And yesterday we talked about, you know, what they need. And you could have argued they needed a backup point guard. You could argue that they needed a wing player. You could argue that they needed a center to replace Brook Lopez in the future as he's going into the last year of his deal. So really, no matter what position they really kind of drafted at this point, it would have been something that they probably needed. And because it's a rookie deal, it's not going to be an expensive deal. So you like that. So he's definitely going to be on the roster. So I get that. But the other thing I said yesterday was, regardless if it's a slasher or a shooter, they need both. And you found that out in the playoffs last year that Middleton went out. They didn't have enough guys that could create their own shot and get to the rim and create for others. And it appears, from the little that I've seen of this kid that I can find, it appears that he can get by people. So, you know, I don't have much faith in him shooting the ball necessarily, and maybe that'll be something that he develops and gets better at. I mean, he's hit three-point shots, but he's not all that great at it. But so maybe that'll be something he develops. But the ability to get to the rim and create his own shot, I think, is something good for this Milwaukee Bucks basketball team. But his strength, Gary, is defense, on-ball defense. That's his specialty. That's his deal. Long and athletic and quick. So hopefully, you know, now you get that guy that comes off the bench behind Middleton, or that defensive substitution for Grayson Allen at the two that can come in and lock down somebody. Because face facts, they really even had one of those guys defensively in quite a long time.
Yeah. You want me to go now, or are you done?
Yeah, I'm done.
I just like how you just abruptly ended that. You didn't lead me into it or anything like that. I'm with you though, Steve. I was Ignite. Where do they play at? Can you help me out with that a little bit, please?
I don't know what city they play at. I have no idea. Couldn't tell you.
Right?
Don't care either.
So, but two kids got drafted out of this.
Yeah.
G League.
These are these high school kids that don't want to go to college, so they go there and they get paid.
That's what I want you to tell me. Are these kids you've been talking about all along? They're not going to go to school.
Now this kid here,
they're going to go for 1 year.
Right, but this kid here wasn't that guy. Right, this kid here was playing in that wasn't a community college, but he was playing in some small podunk college or whatever the case may be, and caught the attention of, I forgot who it was. And again, I'm going to say only. But he was only making $75,000 last year to play in G League Ignite from the story that I read. He wasn't one of these guys making the max $500,000 or whatever the number is. He got brought in on a smaller term deal to give him a shot and come out and play because he was already a year removed from high school. So he didn't know if he'd be allowed to play or not in the league. And they took him and paid him the 75 G's to see if he could do something with it. And he could, and got himself drafted.
So if you can help us out, because you know about this stuff, this G League at night, is this a league? How many teams?
What's the G League? No, it's a team.
Who is the So who's the competition that they play against?
G League teams. Like the Wisconsin Herd. Yeah.
Oh, okay. So do you know how many of teams are in this league?
The G League?
Yeah.
I'll look.
Yeah.
Quite a few.
I'm just
Most of these teams all have their own team. So,
what do you mean most of these teams?
Most of the NBA teams have their own teams, their own G League teams. This is their minor leagues, like minor leagues for baseball or whatever.
So, like the Bucks have who then?
I just told you the Herd, in Appleton or in Oshkosh.
So kids can get drafted off the Herd then to other teams.
No. The Herd
so it's not the
is
same thing.
No, the Ignite is meant for these high schoolers. And once removed or whatever the case may be, to come in and compete. So they don't compete necessarily in the league themselves, but they get action from time to time against some of these teams. So, like, if you look at, like, the G League standings or whatever the case may be, like, the Wisconsin Herd is 8-24.
Okay.
That's probably not so good. But you don't see, necessarily the G League teams. They get practice time with coaches. I believe his coach was Jason Hart, the former NBA player. And they coach these kids up, and then they get run from time to time against different teams, I believe, is how it works. So they're not playing necessarily against other high school kids. They get, I don't know if they're deemed exhibitions or how they go about it, but they're not counted into the real standings, per se, for the Ignite.
Okay. I mean, that makes sense.
So they're playing against grown men, I guess, is what I'm telling you. They're not playing against a bunch of 18 and 19-year-olds, necessarily.
Yeah, I was just trying to see what this G League Ignite, who do they play? Where are these kids? Is this a league? What is it?
I mean,
because there's one other kid, too, got drafted out of this G League Ignite as well.
Right.
My thoughts on the pick, do we have time or do we need to take a break?
We can take a break, sure. Okay. What did the Bucks draft picks do for you? That's the question. The Van Horn Direct toll-free talk line, 855-830-8648. 855-830-8648. Also, you can tweet us at Big Show Network.
Border to border, the Big Show Radio Network.
I mean, pretty special. I mean, kind of emotional, almost got me to choke up a little bit. I think he cares about being great and being with us at a high level. He wanted to be here. Whatever we did in our process and spending time with him, I think he really wanted to be with us. We wanted to have him with us. He was on the TV tonight. I mean, his story is incredible. I think for him to go through the things that he's been through and to get where he's at, to be drafted and be on the stage tonight was an emotional thing for him. I love the kind of the grittiness and the adversity that is part of his background and part of who he is and the happiness and the heart and the spirit that he has. In spite of all of it and kind of working with it. And I think it's made him who he is today. And I think brief conversation, but Bud and I, it all came out, right? I mean, he was emotional. He was excited. He was thankful. And I love that. I think that'll carry over to kind of a humble, hungry, smart attitude and kind of how we're built, you know, a bunch of competitive guys with a chip on their shoulder and have something to play for. And I think he's another one of those guys.
So there he is, John Horst, the Bucks general manager, talking about Marjon Beauchamp, the newest member of the Milwaukee Bucks. So what did you think of the Bucks draft picks last night? What'd they do for you? The Van Horn Direct toll-free talk line, 855-830-8648. Tweet us at Big Show Network. We will get into some Brewers and Cardinals and look ahead to this Blue Jays, or Brewers and Cardinals, and then look ahead to the Blue Jays series coming up in just a little bit. But Gary, your thoughts on that pick?
Well, I'm seeing on the socials, especially on Twitter, that he's DJ Wilson.
I saw one clown say that. Was there more than one person?
Yeah, more than one clown said that.
Well, that's unfortunate. He's not DJ Wilson.
I beg to differ. I think he may be more close to the kid they got from West Virginia.
Joe Alexander?
Yes.
Yeah, but they both could shoot. He can't. I mean, he's not.
I never saw Joe Alexander shoot.
Oh, West Virginia. That's what got him drafted.
No. Hold on. I never saw Joe Alexander shoot. In a Bucks uniform. I didn't see Joe play at West Virginia. All I saw him was that when he went to Bucks. He couldn't shoot when he was at the Bucks. So to me, that's what he looks like. But I would say, Steve, You're right in this pick that looks like John Hammond. But I think what you may see is this inner burning desire to be great that you just can't give a player. They're trying to go Giannis 2.0 here. That's where they're going. I'm not saying this guy's going to be Giannis, but the drive to be great, the drive to make himself into something. I think that's what you're seeing here with this kid. I mean, if you look at his story, he does. He has a drive and a willingness to be great, and he has a willingness to sacrifice everything to reach his dream. And that stuff you can't coach. You just can't. And you're right, he doesn't have a jump shot, but the little stuff that I've seen on him, great first step, very explosive, no jump shot, very athletic. And then just what is his ceiling? I don't know. I don't know what his ceiling is. I didn't know what Giannis's ceiling was either until we saw him get better and better and better. So we're just gonna have to wait and see if all these things come out in this young man, whether he can be a valuable part of the Milwaukee Bucks.
This is a couple of things that I like about this, right? So, number one, there's really no pressure on him per se to come in and have to give you big minutes right off the bat because you're an established team and you're going to compete for a championship. If he does come in and play at a high level, that's a bonus. Great. But there's no pressure where he has to come in and be the savior. If he gets drafted, by some garbage team at the top of the draft, then all eyes are on him and they're going to expect him to shoot the basketball. They're going to expect him to do everything if he's a lottery pick. But being down here, not so much. I think the other thing that plays into this is because of his background of switching high schools and then almost quitting the game of basketball and everything that he's been through and putting him now in a locker room with Giannis. And again, this is, I think, going to be overstated. Probably we're all going to get nauseous of hearing the same thing. But I think it's really perfect because you can see everything that Giannis has been through in his life and where he got to. And I think he can just look across the locker room at Giannis and go, dude, if he
That's
can
what
do
you're
it,
hoping.
if he can do it, I know I can do it.
That's what
And
you're hoping.
both of these guys then can kind of maybe point themselves in the same direction and maybe get tied at the hip here. If I'm Marjon Beauchamp, that's what I'm trying to do. I'm trying to become Giannis's best friend. Like when he's going to work out, I'm going to work out. When he's going to lift, I'm going to lift. Like I'm just rolling with this dude. Whatever he's doing, I'm doing. When Giannis is working on his jumper, I'm going to be working on my jumper. And I'm just going to try and shadow this guy to get to where I want to get. Because
But that doesn't always work because i.e. see Thon Maker, right? Wasn't
yeah, but
Thon
Thon tried, man. I mean,
Right,
he
exactly. Wasn't
tried.
Thon Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Wasn't Thon Maker Giannis's shadow?
But the difference is Thon Maker wasn't like the athletic
No,
guy
that's not
that
what
this guy is. He was more stiff and you couldn't add
I'm
weight to him.
but they thought it, they knew it was a project and they thought with all those things that you just said would come to fruition. Some guys just have a ceiling and they are what they are and they don't get any better.
Right.
I.e. see Thon Maker. Thon Maker tried. Don't get me
Sure
wrong.
did,
I
man.
think he tried, but there was just nothing there. This could be very well be this kid too, where he tries and there is just nothing there. He's going to give you the effort, and that's what you want.
This is the thing, and your favorite term, motor. He's got a good motor. That's been
Motor.
said about Marjon Beauchamp quite a bit
Yeah.
As well. Got a great motor. For me, I think the difference is Thon could give you a shot block here or there, but because he physically wasn't big enough to really bang and get rebounds, that hurt him a little bit, right? With this kid here, because he can defend multiple positions because of how long he is and how athletic he is, I think that allows him the opportunity to have an impact, even if he can't score the ball at a high level, if he can be, above average defensive player. I'm not sitting here telling you he's going to be all NBA. I don't think that'll ever happen, maybe. But he can definitely be an above average defender. And if he can be an above average defender, again, in place of the shooter Grayson Allen, who can't defend you, that would be a big deal because right now, as we said, you get the Jaylen Browns and the Tatums and those guys. There's not a lot you can throw at him. I mean, Drew Holiday, here, you go try and guard Jason Tatum. What? But that's you didn't have much else that you could go with. You didn't have the guys. Now he gives you one of those guys that's going to have six fouls, that's going to be aggressive, that's going to get up in dude's chests, and is going to try and poke at the ball, deflect balls in passing lanes, and get out and run. And I think that's how he probably makes his impact more than looking at Beauchamp this year and going, all right, kid, go get 20. Like, I don't – I think no, that's completely unfair as a Bucks fan to think that's going to happen.
No, he's a project.
Yeah. Yeah. No question. And
yeah, nobody think he's going to come in and get 20. It's a project.
It's funny because John Horst was asked about as far as, you know, how much is he going to be able to come in and really help out this team this year?
I think it's a balance. There's no way we want to put a ceiling on when he can have an impact. And I also don't think we want to put any undue expectations or undue pressure on him to say that we need him to play to be good. I mean, I think we're a really good team. We're on the verge of being great kind of each year, these last few years. And I think we're going to be really good again next year, hopefully. I think he has a chance to work his way into that. And if he doesn't, that's okay. Like, we have a rookie scale guy who we believe in that I think can have an impact. But what that looks like is to be determined. You know, we've talked about the G League is an opportunity for him to grow and develop if he needs to get minutes, if we have a role for him throughout the regular season. Bud is and his staff are incredible at development, player development, whether they're playing in the games or not. We have a great system where guys get better in our system every single day, and we're all committed to helping Marjan be the best that he can be. That could be minutes for our team early, or it might be a lot of G League. I think that's to be determined, but we wouldn't have used a very valuable asset, as we talked about the other day, on a player if we didn't believe that he could figure it out with us.
The one thing I was rather...
They don't know whether he can figure it out. No. I mean, no one knows that. I mean, when guys say that, you don't know that.
But this is the
thing. You're done at 24. You can't guarantee anything down there.
This is the one thing that I found interesting. He being John Horst, and we tried to get him earlier in the week for today, but no such luck. The one thing that I was amazed by John Horst was how open he was in just saying, this was going to be our guy. Because they had another guy in, who went before the Bucks pick at 24 for multiple visits as well. And that's who I thought they were going to take because he was a shooter. He kind of fits what, you know, you think of when you think of a Bud offense. And when he went, I was like, okay, now what are they going to do? But apparently, according to Horst, this was their guy the whole time, to the point where they were kind of freaking out that he wasn't going to make it to him. So they were trying to move up and see if they could move up in order to get him. He said they had multiple offers to get out of and go backwards in the first round, but they were scared that he wouldn't get back to them if they moved back too far. So they decided to stay right there. It really felt like these guys were all in on taking this kid. And we had Eric Name on from The Athletic earlier in the week. And he said, you know, whatever they decide to do, they have to do together and they all have to be in on this, right? And he used DiVincenzo, and he said that was really the one guy where the whole organization was kind of in sync on, we want him, we need him, and he's going to play. And if that happens, Eric said, then it'll work. But everybody's got to be in on one guy and thinking that that guy can come in and help in whatever aspect or way that he can. It feels like they're all in on this kid. Now it's going to be, you know, how long does it take for him to get some run with this team and so forth? And I don't think Bucks fans should have to wait very long. I would assume he'll be in the NBA Summer League out in Vegas coming up here in a couple of weeks. And you'll be able to see him on NBA TV or whatever and see what you think of him at that point. And that'll be a good way to exercise it because we don't know how he is against some of these kids that went in front of him. Because these are college kids. He didn't play against any of these kids. You can't go back on film and go, oh, he did this against a kid that went sixth. Oh, he was this good against the kid that went 10th. You have no idea what this guy looks like against kids that played in college basketball last year. In the Vegas League, providing he's going to play, one would hope he does, you'll get a better idea of how he compares to these guys in the Vegas Summer League, which are, you know, first and second year players, Gary.
No, they are. And so you'll see what, I mean, you'll just let him go, just let him play, throw the ball out there, and then see what, you know, he's an athletic freak. You know that he can defend, and you know right now it's all about fast break points for him, and he's just going to have to get in the gym by himself and work on his shot. I'm amazed there's no Bucks fans want to talk about this guy.
Nobody knows who he is. Drafted. Nobody knows who he is. How can you get excited?
Good, better, and different. Bucks fans, you got a team.
Same feeling I had last night.
That's on. Well, then maybe we should ask the question, will this piece help the Bucks get to an NBA championship next year?
Couldn't tell you. We don't know anything about him. Nobody knows. This isn't the NFL where you see the kid play at Alabama in a bowl game. You don't know anything about this kid.
You can project out.
Now, you can't project out if you don't know him.
Then we probably should trade the pick then and got a veteran.
They know him. I don't have to know him in order for him to be a good draft pick, Gary. I mean, if, for instance, Justin Lewis, I thought he was a good college player for Marquette. He went undrafted. I was stunned. I didn't think he'd go undrafted. I thought he'd go somewhere middle to end of second round. And apparently he got done in by his one bad game in the tournament, it sounds like. Chris.
Well, no, that ain't not what guy he got done in.
Well, yeah, because he played a higher level team, I guess. No, I don't know. We'll see. No, Chris in Brookfield, you're next on the Wendy's Big Show.
I like the kid's story. Nobody even knows. Seriously? How many people in the draft other than maybe the top 10 do you really know? Not very many. And as you someone said earlier, who is this under Horst? Who have they developed? Anyone they drafted never got a second contract.
No, they really – no, the Horst – that whole coaching staff has done a horrible job at developing younger players. You can say they've developed Middleton. You can say maybe they've made Giannis better to a degree. Brooke Lopez, veteran guys, I think they've worked well with. But younger guys, no, they've been bad at it.
I totally agree. I mean – Budenholzer is not a coach that develops young talent.
Well, that's just not him, though.
He's stupid enough to sit there with Hill when Hill was all hurt, had stomach issues, back issues, but yet he kept him in the game not doing anything when he had other guys on the bench. So that's why I say I don't think Budenholzer can develop young talent.
But I think it's –
young guys draft, I like it because of the story. Where it'll lead, who knows, but it's going to be cool – to see how he develops, whether he succeeds or he fails, either one. I think that's going to be an interesting part. Now it's just a matter of does he get any time on the court, and that's everything. We'll wait and see.
Chris, thanks for the call. I think it's unfair to go after Budenholzer for that. That's your coaching staff. Now you can go after Budenholzer for putting together his coaching staff. And maybe you can say, you know, Budenholzer doesn't have guys that are willing to develop younger players. But how really important is it? This is a veteran-laden team at this point. Would it have been nice if a couple of these young guys they drafted actually panned out and worked? Sure, it would have been great. It would have saved them some money. But instead, you're essentially wasting roster spots with most of the guys that they've taken. DiVincenzo wasn't a waste of a roster spot, but that didn't end up in another contract. He goes to Sacramento. Done play well, and then complains that they were trying to hold him down from getting a bigger contract, which was absolutely ridiculous, after he went to the Kings. They haven't done well. And I like the DiVincenzo pick. That's who I wanted. So I'm guilty on that one. That's who I wanted, so I was wrong too. But he's right. I mean, they really haven't developed these guys that they've taken first, second round really at any point since they've been here.
No, I would agree with you. What about Pat Connaughton? Do you like that?
He wasn't a draft pick, though. I mean, that's a guy that had been in the league.
But I understand. But still, you had a developer. He wasn't ready.
Yeah, he's gotten better. Yeah. But right. But again, these are the guys that have been in the league that they've worked on and gotten better.
Right. That's what I'm saying. He had to get better.
Yeah. He's not going to be worth $12 million a year if they pay it to him, though. I'll tell you that much.
See, here we go. Why you got to go to money?
That
here?
John Hollinger brought up the fact that he opted in, and now that makes him eligible for a four-year, like $48 million extension. $12 million a year for Pat Connaughton? Get out of here. Back after this, Wendy's Big Show.
Wisconsin-wide, the Big Show Radio Network.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Wendy's Big Show served up hot and fresh. Steve Sparky, Pfeiffer, Gary Ellerson, Leroy Butler off today. 1 hour, we'll talk with the director of the new movie, Rise, the story of Giannis and his family, coming up about an hour from right now. Cannot wait to have that conversation. So looking forward to that. Coming up next hour, we're going to get into, would you rather have had this player, I'm not going to tell you who, over Marjon Beauchamp? Who the Bucks selected. So that's coming up as well. Trell, north side of Milwaukee, you're next on the Wendy's Big Show. What do you make of the Bucks draft picks? What do they do for you?
I'm conflicted, Sparky. How you guys doing?
What's up, Trell?
Because he has talent. I love his story. I love his kind of the way he's made, how he's going about things. It's similar to Giannis with him being having a homeless experience and all that stuff. I liked that because that can speak to the grit that he has. But I don't trust the organization because I haven't seen it yet as far as them actually giving him every opportunity to get on the court. And Budenholzer does play into that, but I can't blame him completely for it. But I don't think with this organization not willing to spend, in the luxury tax, and I mean, I'm not saying that they should want to, but when you got a player like Giannis, that's a generational player, you kind of want to keep giving him every opportunity to take a bite at that apple. And I just
so you're saying, well, you're wait, T, then you're saying they should have maybe traded this pick and done something else with it and got a veteran? Is that what you're saying?
If they're not going to be invested in this young player and give them every opportunity to get on the court and help the team, absolutely that's what they should have done. Because they're not going to spend all this money or anything to bring premium players in. So, therefore, every asset that you possess to add to the team, you have to make it count.
Well, and obviously, this is a future. This is a not – to me, maybe you disagree, but – this is not a right now pick. This is a future pick. I mean, this is.
I think it has to
pay
both.
Dividends. Well, to pay dividends, I know, but when you draft a guy this raw, it says not right now.
But the thing that I think that he can get on the court and help right away, defensively, and his raw athleticism. I think that those two things. If Budenholzer is a great coach, he can get him on the floor to help this team in those areas and let him round his game around, you know, as he goes on. But they need to let him get on the court and get his feet wet. I don't want to hear this, we drafted someone with a first-round pick, and now he's in the G League majority of the year, then he comes up, plays for
they've already talked about him going to the G League. That's already out there.
I mean, that's fine, but I need to see him actually – Budenholzer are comfortable with playing him because they're gonna need him, Gary. The Bucks can't keep drafting players, not using them, not willing to spend into the luxury tax to keep some players or maybe, you know, get another player to help. Otherwise, what's going to happen is that you're going to look at Giannis being here with a year on this contract or 2 years, and all he's seen is them let P.J. Tucker go, them let Bobby Portis go, or let this guy go, and they haven't brought in, you know, the reinforcement. And as a player, I mean, what is he supposed to look at? Because I still look at that. I don't think Giannis just has to be loyal to Milwaukee. If they don't continue to give him every opportunity to win, and you can see it right there in the facts as the years go on, that's not going to look good when it's time for him to renegotiate a contract again. And that's all I'm saying.
All right, thanks for the call.
It's not a right now pick, Steve.
See, and that's the thing that doesn't make much sense, right? Because John Horst had said previously that he wasn't essentially going to look for this young project-type player, that he wanted somebody that could come in here and play. And then when he talks about Beauchamp, he talked about the fact that he was playing against grown men in the G League, and that was something that they really liked, that they were able to see him compete against guys that very well could end up in the NBA or older guys that had already been in the NBA and were back down, and seeing how he competed against those players already versus a player the same age competing only against college kids.
Out of college. Yeah, we don't get into that next hour.
See, and that to me is something to really consider at this point, is how these guys obviously do. And then if you're a high schooler or whatever the case may be, what then? You know, if he goes on and has a great year and you're a kid in Milwaukee and you're getting recruited by some of these bigger schools, and you see this Beauchamp kid get drafted out of the G League by the Bucks and has a successful career after 1 year in the G League, I'm telling you, it's going to put you know, thought into your head, like, is that better coaching than what I'm going to get in college? Before it was, well, they're getting paid money and I'm not getting paid anything other than my scholarship, so I'm going to go there and take care of my family. Well, now with the NIL, Gary, now it's not even about that, because now they can get you paid at North Carolina. They can get you paid at Duke, like the G League can probably in some aspects. Now, will there be as big of a deals in basketball as there is football, where you're having a quarterback getting a $1 million deal? Will Kentucky and Duke and North Carolina be able to shell out that type of money for a basketball player? That we have to wait and see. I don't know. But there will be money. And that, I think, was the biggest draw about why these kids were going to the G League Ignite, was to get paid, help their family out, and not have to worry about going to class and studies and just focus on basketball.
Yeah, I mean, that's why it exists, no doubt about it. But you're right when you think this may be a faster way, because they have played against so-called grown men, that this may help the acceleration of this kid to play early in the NBA. But to me, I still think it's at 24, I think that's a development pick. I don't think that. And we'll have to wait and see how it shakes out. But you got a 3-year window here. We talked about this with this team. How long is it going to take this guy to get up to speed here?
And again, if he can come on and give you 15 minutes of good solid defense and create some moments on defense, you know, maybe that's good enough at that pick at the end of one. John Horst was asked what stands out about Marjon Beauchamp.
To me, it feels like the IQ of the player. I think he really understands how to play, and he believes in himself as a shooter. He uses the ball in pick and rolls. He uses the ball in the mid range. He's a willing 3-point shooter. He's got great size. He's got great form. I just think it's something that'll grow through reps and through opportunities. Playing in the G League's hard. You know, he's a young player that played in the G League. It's the college basketball is hard too, but G League's a whole different level. And so he played against, you know, NBA level or pro level players at many different times. And I thought throughout the year he got better as the season went on, finding his spots, finding his rhythm, finding his confidence. So I think it's the basis of the skill set that he has, but also the IQ. I think he really knows how to play. So yes, I hope he become a great shooter, but offensively, I think he's already pretty gifted in just his feel and his understanding of the game.
You know, and that's something that you don't hear as much about in the NFL, Gary. The whole, well, really smart basketball player, high basketball IQ. You don't hear that as much in the NFL. It's more of, well, he didn't do well on his Wonderlic test. But you don't really hear about, oh, high NFL IQ, high football IQ. You certainly don't hear a lot about it in baseball when a baseball player is drafted or when a baseball player is called up to the major leagues. He's got really good baseball IQ. But in basketball, that tends to be a thing. And because everything is happening so quick and you're in the moment, I think that does become a big factor of maybe why some guys get drafted where they do and others don't.
Well, it really does. And so you're trying to base the... It's all based on projected numbers, Steve. IQ, right? Upside, hard worker. I mean, all those those three things to me go together as far as you looking to try to develop a guy. Now, like I said before, some guys will work hard and they will be what they will be. And we've seen those guys. And we've seen those guys that don't work hard at all and don't make it. And so I think it's a crapshoot. The NBA draft, when you're at 24, is a crapshoot to me. I think then they know that.
Yeah, I don't necessarily disagree with that. All right, take a quick time out. Let me tell you all about Wendy's. The wait is over. Wendy's Summer Strawberry Chicken Salad is back, and it's the event of the summer, featuring freshly prepared ingredients like a mix of salad greens, grilled chicken, oven-baked crispy apple with smoked bacon, candied almonds, Italian cheese blend, and to top it all off, fresh summer strawberries, all beautifully tossed together and served with a side of sweet champagne vinaigrette. Only at Wendy's. Don't miss the fan favorite, the Summer Strawberry Chicken Salad. Choose wisely. Choose Wendy's.
You're listening to the Big Show Radio Network. I'm gonna be the one that's taking over. Now this is what it's like when worlds collide. Are you ready to go? Guys, I'm ready to go. What?
Wendy's Big Show, serving up hot and fresh strawberry frosties at Wendy's. Oh, buddy. It's beautiful out today. Go get yourself a frosty. You can get a chocolate frosty. Those aren't going anywhere. Strawberry frosties, on the other hand, limited time only. Limited time only. And if you don't get a strawberry frosty and they're gone, you are going to regret it for the rest of your life. You really are. I wonder what it tasted like. Everybody said it was so good. I meant to get there, but I procrastinated my whole life, and I never got there, and now I'll never, ever be able to taste a strawberry frosty from Wendy's. Don't be that person. Don't do it. Use that spoon. Oh, it's so good. The strawberries, the real taste of the strawberries. Strawberry frosty treats are going fast, so when it's time for frosty time, choose wisely. Choose Wendy's. Limited time only. Cannot emphasize that enough. Brewers, they get a split yesterday against the St. Louis Cardinals, Gary. Jason Alexander does just enough to get through it. Brewers offense does just enough to get the win. And like every other series this year, the first time they played them was four games. They won game one. Cardinals won two and three. Brewers won game four. Second time they played them, Brewers won game one. Cardinals won two and three. Brewers won game four. And now the third time they played them, it went the exact same way again. And this series is still evened up 500 between both of these squads. And it doesn't look like this tight race between the two of them is going to change anytime soon. It feels like they're pretty evenly matched as we stand right now.
Right. So what did our good friend Tim Allen tell you yesterday, Steve?
What did he tell me, Gary?
Didn't he tell you that they were going to even this thing out?
Yeah, because of the history of the series, that if everything goes to plan, they'll just figure out a way to win game four. And that is exactly what happened.
That's what he told me. So I'm assuming he told you the same thing.
Yep, absolutely he did. And, you know, that's the interesting part about this whole thing is you go from the Cardinals at home, you get two of four. Mm-hmm. I don't think that's bad. I think that's fine. And now you get a very tough Toronto Blue Jays team who's been here since Wednesday. Just chilling. So, not
chilling.
Right. Now you get the Blue Jays just wear the chilling. City Connect jerseys this weekend. A lot of great promotions going on. Corbin Burns bobblehead on Sunday, halfway to Christmas on Saturday. Make sure to get out to American Family Field. Support this Brewers baseball team. Hopefully they get a win over the Toronto Blue Jays. Speaking of Canada, you know what I found out today? That Bonamago Jr. Tim Shea was born in Vancouver. I did not know that. I did not know that fact. Yeah. More Wendy's Big Show coming up next.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.